I pay my dues time after time. I've done my sentence, but committed no crime. And bad mistakes, I've made a few. I've had my share of stamp kicked in my face, and I've come through. And we need to go on and on and on and on. I am the champion, my friend, and I'll keep on fighting to the end. I am the champion, Liam. I am the champion. No time for losers, Liam, because I am the champion of the world.
Well, fantasy league.
Yeah. Why you got to put a proviso on it? So I can say conference.
He's champion of 10 people. Yeah. Okay. Cool.
He's not that much of a champion.
I know what I am. Champion of fantasy and everything. I know what I am.
Can't be that much of a champion. A champion would have a headset that's not hanging on by a thread. But everywhere we move on, we carry on.
We digress.
We carry on.
You can still hear me. And my name is David.
That's not to do with your headset. That's to do with your Mitchin. Who the hell is Mitchin?
Well, I was going to say it, but you interrupted me again. Mitchell,
you're talking nonsense,
and that other loser, and that other loser is called Liam. How are we doing, guys?
I'm no loser, mate.
All good.
I'm no loser.
Hey, I'm a winner either way.
I'm a winner.
Coming second is number one loser, as they say.
And I made nine other people look silly.
Well, no, eight other people.
Nine, because someone cried like a bitch, so they get it twice. Yes.
Anyway, yeah.
Yes, it was the worst. It's the worst possible final. It was fucking atrocious.
Well, it was low scoring for the sake, especially for you.
My quarterback got taken out because, ironically, he got hurt. Jalen Hurts got hurt, got taken off, and as soon as that happened, it was pretty much curtains. I mean, to be fair, it was curtains when Pickens got me 0.30 points from one game. So when I saw that, I was like, yes, it's done. Even if I'd have played other players instead, I still would have lost it, but it would have been by like 3 or 4 points.
Yeah.
So I feel like at least with Hurts going off and me losing a chunk of what I could have possibly got, it's easier to swallow. Either way, I don't give a shit. I started this with no knowledge of fantasy, of NFL fantasy. I didn't have no idea how to draft. I had to be told how to draft this, that, and the other. And I came second. And I had the second best record in the league as well.
So. Well, I started this, still have no knowledge of anything, and I'm a winner.
I'm the real winner because Mitch showed me how to play Pokemon on my laptop. So I'm happy. Huh? I'm good.
I played Pokemon on my laptop about like fucking 10, 15 years ago.
I never had a laptop, okay? I was poor. Yeah. I'm still poor now. Well, I just am rich person poor, apparently.
Well, as mentioned, I am a champion of NFL fantasy. I won that. And yeah, if you want to hear us talking about NFL and everything, you can on the Idle Chat we done last week. And also, we're probably going to play again next year, I'm sure, because, you know, it was a lot of fun this year. Right. We'll be doing that. And yeah, as I said, as I said in the Idle Chat last week, when the NFL gets to the point of the Super Bowl, we'll probably bring in an American guest there and we'll do a little NFL powwow chat about Super Bowl and shit there. But yeah, if you'd like to let us know how that will go and if you're interested in seeing that or anything you are interested in hearing about, you can let us know on our socials. At Wait What Pod Trio on the Twitter. Oh, no, fucking X. And we have a YouTube channel, Liam.
Wayward Podcast. There is stuff missing from last year. You're never going to find it.
No, but you posted last week's video episode straight away.
I did. Do you know why? Because I edited it that night, so I don't get behind. Me and Mitch have got it work. Me and Mitch have got it down now. Don't worry. We got it down.
Cool.
We got it down. Okay. Yeah, there's
Because this week's, there's a little bit of a spoiler, but this week's Idle Chat should be something to behold.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We have been informed there is a PowerPoint presentation.
Okay. Yeah, and I'm looking.
I forgot to do word art.
Get your dad. You do it right now.
You can do that now. But in the meantime, thankfully, we were just talking about America, and this episode is an American episode. We do have friends over at the other side of the pond over here. You know, we say that we're their friends from the jolly old. They are our friends from Yankee Doodle Dandy Land, I guess. And this episode is about a very specific region of America, which seems to get loads of weird news articles and things made about it. We've done episodes about this in the past, but we're doing another one because, you know, it's the beginning of January. We haven't got many ideas. This is the first one that came to mind.
America's favorite son.
Best superhero, I think is what you called him.
Yeah, he's America's favorite son. The superhero that all the criminals fear. Florida Man.
Of course. So, you know, you see like weird news articles like Florida Man eats gator, drinks beer, goes to strip club, you know.
His wife.
Yeah, those kind of things is what we'll be discussing today. I imagine it's going to be a quick episode, thankfully.
Yeah. And, well, there's a couple. There is a couple here. Just one or two or 30.
Well, I don't know if we'll get to all 30, but we'll see which ones stick out to us in the meantime. But anyway, while we're doing that, might as well begin with that. Liam, you might as well start, since Richard's doing the word art for the chat.
What was that? I saw one as So this is a sign that Florida Man is evolving. He has become self-aware and he is moving forward with the times. Florida Man calls 911 after PlayStation stopped working.
Oh, we've all been there, though.
I can feel his pain. I can feel his pain. An identified Florida Man, which is the key
identified.
Word. Unidentified.
Oh, so, okay. I was gonna say.
He didn't want to be. He didn't want his secret identity to be revealed. Called 911 to inquire why his PlayStation system was not working. He wanted to know if there was a network issue.
Ah, so instead of going to Google and going, is PlayStation down into Google?
Well, yes. You can also go on the PlayStation app to do this too. I think it proves that a certain branch of Florida men aren't that bright. they might have obtained super speed, super strength. But they definitely did not develop super intelligence. Let's put it that way. There's no super intelligent Florida men.
In fairness, though, if you were to go onto the internet and look at all the crazy 999 calls, like there's loads of those as well. I swear there was one where, like, it might have been 999, it might have been 111, the less emergency one, where a woman called up, I think, and said that she'd just been to Tesco or something and got a frozen pizza. And when she took it out of the box, there was no toppings on it. There was just nothing, just bread. And then I think it must be 111 because the person said, oh, really? Is it just bread on it? And then she went, oh. And then she went, okay, I took the pizza out upside down.
You got to be some sort of fucking idiot to pull some shit like that. I'm sorry.
I'm just like, imagine like the first thing that they pulled it out, I just went fucking ballistic and I thought, right, I'm going to call the police.
The thing is, if you call 111, one more is to report a crime, yes, but why are the 111, why is anyone on 111 listening? Isn't it 101? Isn't 111 the NHS one?
Yeah, 111 is the NHS.
It'd be 101. So why is someone on the other end is thinking some fucking plastic police sitting there?
All right, we'll send a squad car around to send a pizza back to Tesco.
just stand up in customer service with two bobbies.
Oh God, fucking hell!
That's where they ask what assistance do you need first? Like, do you need the fire brigade?
That's 999.
Or is that just 999?
That's just 999. The first thing they say is police. I think it's police, ambulance, or fire.
Mm. Yes.
And then they connect you. So one at, but, yes. Yes. What's happened? What's happened? There's no fucking cheese on my pizza.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was saying, like, there's a pantheon of like 911, 999 calls where, you know, they're just stupid. Like, I'm sure this one is ranks fairly low.
Right, well, this is definitely going in the notes. Hang on.
If you
worst 999 calls.
But have you had it where like you've gone to turn on your console and it just doesn't work?
Oh yeah, shit myself every time.
Have you the Xbox red ring thing?
Yep.
I heard
I'm not.
Did you call the police?
I'm not proud of what I did when I got that.
Did you call the police?
No, I wasn't proud. There was a thing you could do back in the day. If you received the Xbox's Red Ring of Death, you could do something. I can't remember exactly what it is, but you were able to get it working again, but it would only work temporarily. And once you got it working, you would then take it down to Game CEX, who were very new at the time, or here's an old school one for you. Game Station.
I was going to say cash converters.
You could try cash converters too, or a pawnbroker's, anywhere where you could take it and you would sell it. You would trade it in and they would buy it. They would test it and it would work. And you would walk out with enough money, because back then you actually would get decent credit when you traded something in. Not like now, where if I took in my PS5, they would like, yeah, we'll give you 20 quid for it and then sell it for £700. Right, yeah. It's not like, it weren't like that. And I used to, if it ever happened, I used to just get it working, take it back, trade it in, and then just put that towards a new one. I've done it twice.
I only had it once with a PS3, which just like gave up the ghost and stopped working. And I just took the outer shell off of it and it was just caked in dust. So obviously it was a fan or something that wasn't working properly. So I just blew all the dust out, put it all back together, and presto, it started working again. And then not long afterwards, I was just like, right, I'm getting an Xbox 360.
Yeah.
Right, Mitch, you appear to have done your presentation.
Yes, your presentation.
I can't do anything on that presentation. I can't even edit it.
Well, there you go.
I'll have to try and do it in... I'll try and do it in post for you, Mitch. I'll try and do it in post for you.
Sorry, people who are going to be watching Idle Chat this week. It's going to be shit.
Sorry, Mitch couldn't be bothered, okay? Mitch couldn't be asked. Mitch doesn't care about you, okay? He doesn't care about you.
I'll make sure I do it on the next one.
He thinks you're all shit.
Yeah. Even though this episode is a Mitch episode. Anyway.
This one is Florida man arrested for crashing car into mall. Says he was trying to time travel.
Valid. Okay, valid. Speed is necessary for this. Okay.
A car crashed into a mall on North Davis Highway in Pensacola, Florida. When cops questioned the unidentified man driving the Dodge Challenger, he said he was trying to time travel when the incident occurred.
Well, there's a problem straight away. He's in the wrong car.
Yeah, it's obvious. Yeah. Next, you're going to tell me he was only going 76 miles an hour.
I want to see what the American version of that Back to the Future car was.
It'd be a DeLorean.
It was in America, Mitchell.
I know.
Mitch, I've seen Back to the Future once. I fucking hate it, but even I know it's a DeLorean.
I thought it might be like a Ford truck or something.
Well, it is a Ford. No. What do you think? It was a Ford Raptor?
A V8 or something. A V12 engine.
Yeah,
I mean, a modern day Back to the Future. Actually, that I can imagine.
It'd be a Lamborghini.
No,
that's
too flashy.
No, because you only have to. It's 88 miles an hour.
I know where it'd be. It'd be a Tesla truck,
Cybertruck.
The thing about DeLorean back in the '80s is that it was a sports car, but it was very bad, like sports performance wise kind of thing.
A lot of apparently they were very stinky as well, because they only had really small windows. Apparently the windows are very small. So imagine that you got them. You're sitting in that car. You crack one, mate. It's game over.
Plus the visibility must have been bad out the back as well, because you had those ridges on the back.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I saw someone on that. You know that you get them like the porn stars and stuff like that. You find like this History Channel or like a hardcore porn. It was on one in Detroit,
and someone
actually took like a DeLorean there, and I was like, it's pretty cool, but it was in like dog shit condition.
Oh like, yeah, but even
still,
then,
like people still then, want people them. Like, they want them. Yeah.
If you've got the chassis, there we go. If you've got the bodywork of it, basically. Then they can do everything else. They could put modern kind of shit into it, kind of thing. But as long as you've
especially
got
if
that
it's
body,
just going to be, yeah. Especially if it's just going to be looked at. Like if it's just from the outside, if you're just looking at it, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, once again, Florida man is not smart.
Well, no, I mean, surely this guy was using that as an excuse for why
he was on meth. He was on meth.
I think he was drunk and just trying to like say something that would make it not seem like he was. Make it not seem like he was drunk, but to try and make them not test for alcohol, I guess.
True. That is true.
Yeah. But he obviously crashed into a mall, so, you know, he was lucky to survive.
Maybe he was trying to kill the aliens.
Maybe.
What? Like Men in Black?
No, well, you haven't heard.
No.
That was my understanding that everyone heard.
Yeah. No, you didn't hear that. You didn't hear about the aliens in the Miami Mall.
No,
you've not heard. It's been like it's been everywhere.
The 7-foot/8-foot creatures.
Yeah, like they blocked off the mall. Like, didn't they like block off the mall and everything? And the bear police were there and everything.
And the police were trying to cover it up.
Yeah, you not heard anything about this?
No, I've heard nothing about
apparently
this.
Apparently, they like teleport. Into different locations, but not that far away from each other.
Yeah, because they can't go too far. They get homesick.
Yeah.
Aliens, Miami.
I mean, they're obviously not aliens.
Alien speculation engulfs. Yeah. Alien speculation engulfs. You got it up, yeah?
Yeah.
So have I.
Yeah, but it's obviously not aliens.
Listen to this. NBC News, right? It's under the cultures and trends. This is the header. This is the headline of the article. Aliens at Miami Mall? Police say lol.
Yeah, I saw that. Police say lol. I mean, yeah, because it's obviously not aliens. If aliens were to enter into our space, our airspace, we would know about it before they got to a Miami Mall.
Will we?
Yeah. Yes, we would.
You don't think they'll use their Jedi mind tricks?
We are not the aliens you're looking for. No one sees their ship. No one hears it land. No one. I mean, this is some pretty out there technology for them to suddenly just appear in a Miami mall.
Why Miami as well?
Bitch.
I'm in Miami, bitch.
That's why.
LMFAO
were there.
Ah, they're high on the red food.
Yeah. I went at the beach. I'm in speedo. Try to tear my cheeks. What? Those songs are so shit, and they're such a stupid band. Yeah, I know so many of their lyrics.
Champagne Showers is actually quite a good song, actually. To be fair, Champagne Showers.
They did They did Shots with Little John as well, which is just
everybody.
Shots.
Listen, LMFAO, right? They provided bangers were needed. Okay, at that time, they dropped some tunes like Party Rock Anthem. That was an absolute tune, mate. Like back in the day, that was a banger.
Stepping on the beach. Stepping on the beach.
It's just so stupid.
Well, yeah, as I said, they are stupid, but you know.
Well, after what they 2010s, wasn't it? That'd have been on the tens. We'll have to do 20. We'll have to do 2010s, and we'll have to get some. We'll have to do some music related for that, and we'll have to get some LMFAO in just so I can listen to it again.
I just realized my Wi-Fi is not on my phone. That's why my phone is being so slow.
I've got it locked and loaded. You good?
I'm good. I've got one.
I got one.
Florida man. Florida man tries to walk out a store with a chainsaw stuffed down his pants.
I was just reading that.
Yeah. This one's amazing.
Talk about having a chopper. Way! Carry on. Carry on.
I reckon he wanted to go home and lumberjack off.
Oh.
This one names him. Should I name him as well?
Yeah, it's out on there. Someone will find
it's
it eventually.
It's on the internet.
Okay. Anthony Ballard took shoplifting to a notch higher by shoplifting a chainsaw. He reportedly entered Treasure Coast Lawn Equipment. Great name. And he engaged the cashier in small talk while hiding the power tool in his pants.
She must have thought that geezer's cock is huge. But why has it got? But why has it got teeth on it?
Imagine accidentally turn that. I mean, the obvious is what. Imagine turn that on accidentally.
Go well, I imagine that it would have been.
They don't sell them
with
petrol.
Exactly. Well, I'm pretty sure they have to put two-stroke oil in them as well, don't they?
Yeah.
If it's especially, well, it depends on how big it is. Two-stroke, three-stroke. I don't know.
Depends on how quick they blow their load.
Yeah, there pretty much. Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure to put with chainsaws and stuff, you can't just put petrol in them. You've got to put like two-stroke oil in them. What the fuck? Did anyone else hear that?
Yeah.
No, the cat's right there. Oh, we're saying one of the washing up fell down. Carry on.
But yeah, I just like the confidence of that. He put the chainsaw down his pants. So first, he must have been wearing very baggy fucking pants to even fit it down there.
Definitely. Chainsaws are huge, man.
If he was wearing some of Liam's jeans, then he'd have no hope in hell.
Why are you going about my jeans for? What?
You was going about how you love skinny jeans.
I do like skinny jeans.
Exactly. So could you fit like a pencil down there, that like a chainsaw?
I can barely fit me in them. Okay.
There you go. You gotta do that thing when you lay on the bed and have to.
I've had to take a sabbatical from skinny fit jeans because I can't fit in them the ones I've got, and I need to get more. And I feel like I'm approaching the age where I probably shouldn't wear them anymore.
Yeah, my missus bought me trousers today. She was like, "What waste are you?" I just went, "Get the biggest." I've gone towards combats
because they're comfy.
Yeah. We've hit that age.
we're old men. We're old men now. But we're not anyway, Florida men because we do not put chainsaws down our trousers.
Must have been baggy fucking pants for him to be able to even try to attempt to do it. Second, someone must have seen him doing it. Like, there's no way that he was able to do that. And then they must have seen him walk with it down his pants and just been like,
he must have been like bowling hard to get that. Because that would have been heavy. It'd have been heavy. It'd have been heavy too. Chainsaws aren't like, they ain't light. They're heavy.
Well, it doesn't give us any specifics on the chainsaw. It could have been a small, like, electric one. I imagine there's smaller ones.
Well, like the little handheld ones you get for, like, little branches and stuff like that. I've seen them before. Maybe. They're about that big.
Yeah.
Or maybe just, like, one of those two-handled ones with, like, a little blade kind of thing you do for doing, like, little logs and stuff. Maybe one of those.
Maybe it was just a saw. It was just a normal saw.
Yeah. As I said, they've definitely been noticed at this point, and then he tries to engage the cashier in small talk kind of thing with hiding the tool down his pants.
Do you reckon he was looking at her like this? He was just staring in the eyes, talking, not looking down or anything, occasionally going like this.
He must have got other things as well that he wasn't prepared to pay for. So, you know, he might have got up there and there might have been like a pack of mints or something like that. He just took that off and put it down onto the
A pack of mints in a lawn equipment store. A pack of mints. I'd be more confused.
Stuff around the till. Like a key ring or something then.
I love my chainsaw key ring.
I love my lawn. I heart lawn care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope he did the thing where she like obviously goes, "What the hell's down your pants?" And he's just like, "Oh, I will not hear such words, woman," kind of thing. "How dare you offend my good character?" And the security,
what on earth are you insinuating?
Like, exactly. Just like, "I've done nothing wrong. What the Oz don't need to get a meal. A succulent Chinese meal." Sorry, every time I go into customer complaints, I just go into that guy.
Oh yeah. Well, I would say that is the epitome of not the smartest. That's not great, that one.
I've got bad. One if you want to just meet him.
I've got one, but I feel like it's not a very funny. It's funny, but it shouldn't be funny. So this one makes no sense. I don't really say it's a Florida man one, but it involves Florida man. Police say a Florida man with no arms and no legs is armed and on the run.
Yeah.
It's distasteful.
That's more about the police being stupid then, isn't it?
Florida police were looking for a person suspected of a horrible incident. Doesn't say what it is. Sean Petrosino, the suspect, is a quadruple amputee who lived with his parents after separating from his wife. The police warned the public, saying Petrosino is armed and on the run.
What could he have done? If I don't mean well,
okay. I suppose he could have quadruple amputee. That could still be below the knee and below the elbow.
Yeah, he could still. I just realized as I said that he could have prosthetics. So yeah. I suppose
it could be below the knee, below the elbow.
Sorry, my mind went to a very distasteful joke in, I think it was American Dad, called Mind Quad, where it's like a guy that's got the arms and legs, but he does everything telepathically. Telepathically, Mind Quad. Yeah, so my mind went to that.
I have so many questions. I just have so many questions. Why would this make headline? I mean, well, I know why it makes headline.
Because it's funny.
It's just, what the fuck is it?
Yeah.
I don't know. I want to know what the incident is.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. Like, what did he do? And if he's armed and he's on the run kind of thing, they felt the need to warn the public. It must have been something pretty damn serious.
I just feel like the word armed is just distastefully used there. Snuff. Could have said something else.
Well, weapons over in America are known as arms.
Like, yeah, arms. I know, but
the right to bear arms is the Second Amendment.
Yeah, maybe they've got bear arms on him.
Oh, I'd say I don't think he's going to do that.
There you go. Mitchell's saying the things that you don't want to say. What legs? Cheetah legs? Ostrich eggs? Ostrich eggs
for legs. He ain't going to get far.
Yeah. No, he ain't. Ostrich legs would be walking weird as well. Could be like doing like,
be like that, like waddling like a penguin.
Yeah, and I feel the need. We can take the piss out of him because he did obviously commit a terrible crime.
I'm taking the piss out of the police for saying that he was armed.
I'm surprised his name wasn't Matt
or Bob if it's in the water.
Boy, come over here.
Boy, yeah. Don't say boy.
I didn't say it that way. I didn't say it that way. Yeah. Now I want to say it that way, but I'm not gonna say it that way.
One of the babies born with no arms and legs. You called him Matt. There you go.
Get us off of the quadruple amputee, please, Mitch. Yes.
Okay.
Nice little palate cleanser, that one.
Yeah. Keep it in toes.
Florida man driving a car with two missing tires blames it on paranormal activity.
For fuck's sake.
Why is all yours ones about like people blaming stuff? to try and make the police not think that they're drunk.
I swear to you, officer. It's ghosts.
It was ghosts.
Ghosts took my tires.
No, it wasn't. It's not quite ghosts. In November 2022, cops pulled over a driver they noticed was driving a vehicle without two wheels. The driver explained to the officers that someone had put a spell on him and had to drive away fast, causing the damage.
I put a spell on you.
And now you're mine. Fuck! Drive!
Shit! We got no wheels. Fuck it. Don't care. Wait, is there no wheels? Is that, are we talking no like rim, tires. Like no tires or no like?
Well, this two contradicts itself because it says two missing tires, but then the actual article says without two wheels. So I'm guessing tires.
I'm assuming, yeah, because you wouldn't get nowhere. You wouldn't be able to drive. You'd have to have.
You couldn't drive on the axle and the brake disc.
Yeah,
so you'd have to have the.
I'm just clarifying. Yeah. The rims. I'm just clarifying. Well, you know, he was bewitched, so anything's possible.
Exactly.
Do you reckon he just couldn't stop singing "C'est la vie"? Do you reckon that's what happened?
Hey, boy, sitting in your tree. Won't you come over for a cup of tea?
Don't say boy.
It's okay. Yeah, I said it in an Irish accent.
Okay.
I mean, imagine if it was true, though.
What? It'd be like, well, I would movie. Believe it. I'd believe it if it was in like Louisiana.
Oh, okay. A more credible state. If you think it's Louisiana?
Yeah. Well, no, I'd say more. No, it's more likely.
I'd believe it more if it was in like Salem or somewhere like that.
Yes, actually.
Where is Salem? Is that Massachusetts?
Salem, I'll look it up, but I want to say Salem is in Pennsylvania.
Oh, you might be right. It might be Pennsylvania.
No, you're right. See, it's a city of Massachusetts.
Fuck yes, right. Mate.
The city of Massachusetts, yeah. The spirit of America.
I should know. We had a rabbit named after Salem, so I kind of have to know where it is, yeah.
Of course, yeah. And that's where they, of course, did the famous witch trials.
Yeah, yeah. Come back at Halloween and we'll talk about that then. Yeah. Come back later. That's crazy though. I would have loved to have been there when they was like, officers, I've been bewitched. Just looking at him.
I know you're not going to believe me. I'm going to tell you the truth anyway.
He just gets out of the car and goes, hear me out.
I hope one of the officers was a blonde female and she just wiggled her nose.
da-da-da-da. Da, 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 da. Yeah,
he's like, no, it was you.
Sorry, it was you. my witch popular culture knowledge only extends to Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
That was from Bewitched.
Do you know what's sad? The actress who played Sabrina the Teenage Witch in her newest film, she's playing a grandmother,
Melissa Joan Hart. Yeah, but I still would.
No. I've seen. She's not aged very well.
Oh, come on. I know she's a wrestling fan.
Transport me back in time. She was one of the originals, let's put it that way.
One of the originals.
One of the originals in the wank bank.
Melissa Joan Hart.
Hold on, 2023.
Amy Jo Johnson.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about, Willis?
He's just searched her up.
Oh, yeah, she looks a bit haggard now, mate. Yeah, no, nah, she's nah. That's not the picture I saw, but yeah.
Yeah, mate.
This is about Florida.
I know.
Yeah, but no.
I would still 100%. Madonna, no.
No, God, no. Not with yours. Madonna. I wouldn't use yours. No.
I said Madonna.
Yeah, and I'm saying I wouldn't use yours to touch her.
Oh,
I wouldn't use mine. I wouldn't even use yours.
Back to Florida, man.
About 10 years ago, maybe.
He would rather fight Florida man or Madonna.
Florida man. He would find some way of fucking himself up. It's obvious.
Imagine using being bewitched as an excuse instead of just saying, I'm on crack.
You
basically said I am on crack. I am high, officer.
I don't know what we can say about this one other than I just want to say the headline. Florida man arrested after botched castration surgery.
Ooh.
I read that one.
Ooh.
This one names them as well. Gary Van Rieswijk. Hit the headlines in August 2019 after he was arrested for conducting a failed castration surgery. He and another person met online and opted to perform the surgery, but he is not a licensed medical doctor.
Obviously not.
So the person that he performed the surgery on, I think, is the person that you have to question more. Just be like,
yeah.
Who goes to another guy and just goes, yeah, well, you just castrate me?
Is it a kink thing?
It may be. It might be.
Is it everything, a sexy thing? I don't know.
Everything could be. It's either that or it's a sexuality, gender identity thing.
Yeah, but to castrate someone doesn't mean you cut their bollocks off. Not necessarily anymore.
Castration means the whole lot, isn't it?
No, because you can be chemically
castrated. Meat and two veg.
No, it's just a veg. You can be chemically castrated and they just inject your testicles.
Yeah.
That's just removal, mate. That's removal. Yeah. That's the next step up.
But I'm saying
he just goes nuts to the car and was like, stand still.
Yeah. So he got one of those massage beds and just got it and he put his testicles in it and he sat underneath it and just fucking pop, 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 just boxing the shit.
I mean, I think the only way you could explain the other person letting that happen is to say it must have been a sex thing.
It's got to be. It's just got to be. Is it sadomasochist? Is that what it is?
But surely if you're castrating yourself, then that's kind of like the end of the kick. That's like the ultimate. That's like,
because if you remove them, yes. If you're just like castrating yourself so you can't have kids, you can still fire the gun. It's just that the bullets are blanks.
No, because that's a vasectomy you're talking about. That's not castration.
Yeah,
it's the same thing, isn't it?
No, I like the way you use guns when we're talking about Florida. Yeah.
Well, it makes sense. No.
Yeah, no, vasectomy and castration are two different things.
Why am I asking questions like?
Like you ain't got Google.
I know.
What
Sorry.
Is this Google you talk of?
Nah, because if a guy went into a medical procedure like a vasectomy and then walked out without their testicles, they would be pretty pissed off, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, I stand corrected. It is the removal. You were correct. Carry on.
Is it the removal of the meat and two veg, though, or is it just the
meat? No, it's just the veg. Just the veg, yeah.
Okay.
So the old Slim Jim is still there. Don't know why, but it's still there.
Yeah, well, do you obviously have the purpose for urination?
You don't want to look like Ken, do you?
Smooth operator.
But yeah, who goes to another bloke and just goes, yeah, can you have a go on my bollocks?
do us a favour. Lop these boys off for me.
Stand still. Let me pull my chainsaw out of my trousers.
Oh, did you? Was it that guy? Was it the chainsaw guy?
Could have been. I mean, if you restrict blood flow to them, I'm pretty sure they fall off anyway. If you restrict the blood flow to them, or if they get cold enough. Like, you know, let's say if you get cold enough, if you get like to a point you get cold, like your nose can come off and things.
I feel like the host would die before the testicles fall off.
Possibly. Depends if they're... But well, depends. It's getting circumstances. Fingers and stuff will come off definitely first.
Definitely.
Yeah.
But what I feel are like you there's a chance. First?
Oh, no. No.
Well, we did refer to it as veg, and I hate veg.
If I speak.
I prefer not to speak.
Next one.
What's this one? All right, let's do this one. Florida man drives stolen truck to Space Force base to warn of a battle between aliens and dragons. This one gets name dropped. Corey Johnson, very American name, was charged with grand theft auto in July 2022. Can you guess what car he stole?
I can, because it's right in front of me, so I'm not going to say.
Or a truck. Yeah, or a truck. What truck did he steal? What truck did he darn stole?
He tried to time travel in America.
A Ford pickup truck?
Ford F-150. Of course it was a Ford F-150. And drove it to a Space Force base to warn the government about mythical creatures. He told the authorities that US aliens were fighting Chinese dragons. Now, I have many questions.
Because the year of the dragon.
How did he know that the dragons were Chinese? And how did he know that the aliens were American? That's my first questions.
Because when the aliens turned up, they showed him their guns straight away.
Fair enough. Good point. That's a good point. Did they have MAGA hats on?
Maybe.
No. Answer me. Well, how did you know the dragons were Chinese then? Answer that.
It probably was actually, the Chinese New Year of the Dragon.
Actually, don't ask that. Don't answer that, actually.
The Chinese, they knew this, they were Chinese because they turned up and they acted completely normally like anyone else would act.
Come on, do math.
No, never found a guy reference.
I love how it's a Ford F-150. Like, that is Florida Man's truck.
I like how he only got charged with Grand Theft Auto. So he obviously ran out of wherever he was, stopped someone in the road, and was just like, get out your car, the aliens and the dragons are coming. You know, gets out of the car, takes the car, runs.
Who gets out the car? If someone says there's aliens and dragons are coming, why would you get out of your car?
Well, this is America, so this person's obviously armed.
Armed and very dumb.
Yes. So, you know, they flag them down. They steal their vehicle. They drive. They find Space Force. There's that Elon Musk.
No, that's SpaceX.
That is SpaceX. Okay, who's Space Force? Is Power that Rangers, Steve Carell?
B-Tech.
B-Tech Power Rangers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not Zordon. Zadon.
Got to find out where Space Force is. So many Googles today.
All the Googles.
Ah, Melissa Joan Hart. Yeah, no, 100% still with. United States Space Force. Here we are.
Space Force. Okay.
Their headquarters is in Virginia. This guy drove a distance if he was in... That's West Virginia. That's West Virginia.
I don't care.
Different state.
Babylon. Well, raw. That's fucking hell.
That's a mission if he's driven all the way from Florida to Virginia. I mean, I know that it's kind of on the same side. Like, Virginia, I think, is just a little bit above. Well, I say a little bit above. This is fucking America, so everywhere's fucking miles and miles from everywhere. So this guy drove it some distance.
Damn! 632 miles is approximately a 10-hour drive from Virginia to Florida.
Do you reckon every time he stopped at a petrol garage or something like that, he was yelling at people about the aliens and the dragons? Just like, what are you doing? Run!
The aliens and the dragons are coming.
Exactly.
Were what they are smart dragons?
I hope not.
So kill it. I'm surprised he got that far without being stopped by the police in the first place.
Yeah, what did the I imagine the person was not stolen.
He must have been driving by the laws of the road.
All I can say is that the person must have reported their vehicle obviously being stolen, and the Florida police must have been looking in Florida for this vehicle. But by the time
they were looking in Florida, he'd already left.
He may have got out of the state kind of thing by that time, and then by that point, the police were just like, well, we'll just have to wait for another police force to like recognize that this vehicle's been stolen.
Yeah,
it crossing borders and stuff. I know it was a lot worse back in the day. It must be a lot better now, kind of thing.
Because what they'll do is they'll start asking. I think they start asking the surrounding states and stuff like that.
Yeah, but then I guess again, if this vehicle was reported stolen, then he must have got some distance, like got the whole way without like a cop pulling him over or anything like that. Again, crazy because he must be yelling out the window about the aliens and the dragons coming. And he finally gets the Space Force. He's going to be on the go for 10 hours. Imagine the smell. Imagine like how he must have been kept going. He might have been having energy drinks and stuff. He might have been living on like fast food and shit. Like, when he finally gets there, and he's just like, right, I need you all to listen to me.
Who's in charge here?
He gets up to reception, just goes, boom. Elon Musk, please. That's SpaceX. Fuck!
Just walks in and goes, who's in charge here? The President of the United States.
Right.
Who else is in charge here? I believe if you told Joe Biden that there was American aliens and Chinese dragons.
He'll probably believe you.
70% chance he's going to believe you.
I'm just thinking now, an aliens versus dragons kind of fight would be interesting. Because imagine like Game of Thrones style dragons where like they're pretty much, well, I'm going to say unkillable. One got killed by like a massive arrow bolt. But, you know, pretty much unkillable against aliens.
Yeah, but so we're saying we need an alien versus predator-esque sort of film now.
But what not type aliens, of aliens?
Not the aliens from Signs, because they couldn't get through doors. Not the aliens about, from Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
What about aliens Independence from... I was going to say, what about the ones from... what's that film that's got... what's his name from The Office in it, where they can't speak?
Oh, I can't remember. Prometheus.
No. That's the precursor.
Actually,
no.
Those aliens. That's the precursor.
That's over there. That's the ones from Aliens.
Because Alien... But those aliens in Alien didn't use, like, technology and ships and stuff. They were basically just, like, massive beasts kind of thing. If I'm right in saying. Predator had the technology.
Yeah.
If it was Predator aliens that the dragons were going against, they'd be fucked.
Well, like the Pred aliens.
Because the aliens, but then I don't know. It's kind of going off the wayside here.
Yeah.
I do, but yes, Mitchell, I do want to see aliens versus dragons. It's like an aliens versus predator kind of thing, but not Alien versus Predator 2. That movie sucks.
Alien versus Alien dragons.
That film sucked. What the shit that film was.
AVD.
Yeah.
AVD.
AVP one was good.
Yeah, the first one was good. But the second one was when the alien and the predator started to smush.
It was from California.
Yeah, weird.
Yeah.
Nah. Florida man with the one anyway. That's why they didn't go Florida.
One more, Mitch?
Yeah, I can do one more. Florida man tries to evade arrest by cartwheeling away from cops.
Okay.
Is it that wrestler? Is that the wrestler? There's a wrestler called something Cartwheel. I think it's Jason Cartwheel or something, where all of his offense includes a cartwheel of some kind. If you're into that kind of stupid wrestling, it's pretty good. It's Cartwheel.
In July 2020, so probably the height of COVID. An unidentified person was apprehended by cops for blocking traffic after doing a flip on the road. However, he set himself free after and tried to get away fast by cartwheeling himself, and he was caught.
He done one, and then it was just like, because that's not a very fast method of getting away.
No.
Unless it's a kind of handspring kind of cartwheel. That could be better. You know, like you see a gymnast who does it many, many times.
Yeah.
Because then getting close to them will be a struggle because they'll be flailing limbs everywhere. But obviously after a while, you imagine you get dizzy.
Yeah, it's going to, after a while, you're going to get a...
And you still be able to get...
You're going to get a headache.
They'd have to leave him for a while after that because he probably will be sick.
Not if he's done it before.
It's true. That's Florida man, so he's probably drinking too.
Florida man is just permanently drunk.
Yeah. I can picture it now. They're probably all masked up and everything because it was COVID times as well. Apart from Florida man.
No, Florida man doesn't need a mask. The COVID catches Florida man.
Yeah.
The other way around.
Yeah.
Nope. You're getting Cartwheel and wrestlers up again. Jake Cartwheel, did I hear?
I think we're Jack Cartwheel.
Jack.
Yeah. All of his offense includes a cartwheel of some kind. It's as I said, if you like
that kind of that's your bag. You know? Yeah, if that's your bag, baby.
He is at least athletic with it. I'll give him that. And some of it does make sense because, you know, sometimes they use a cartwheel in wrestling. I've seen wrestlers use cartwheels. Bam Bam Bigelow used to do a cartwheel.
That's a big man too.
Big cartwheel. I think they call that a truck wheel.
Don't Ivar do it?
Yes.
Hey, yes. Yes, he does. And he's a Viking.
He is.
Yes.
They call that a longboat wheel.
I didn't have wheels.
Of course it is. That's how they motioned along. Well, good. We've run out of steam at the right time. Now's the perfect time to record Idle Chat.
That's more like we could keep going and going and going, but then we wouldn't be able to revisit Florida Man.
Oh, of course. And, you know, Florida Man is the gift that keeps on giving because there'll always be Florida Man stories like this. For as long as there is alcohol and drugs readily available, there will be stories of Florida Man.
Indeed, there will. Florida Man is the gift that keeps on giving.
Like
us, actually. We are the gift that keeps on giving. We are the gift that keeps on giving. I was reading one more Florida Man story that made me laugh, that's why.
I am the gift.
I am the gift. Because I'm present all the time. That's why. Right, I can't stop scrolling because they're so out of pocket. It's just ridiculous. It just keep getting crazier and crazier. We'll have to come back. We've wasted enough of everyone's time. We've wasted about an hour?
Something like that, or less, less then. Yeah.
Just over. Well, that was Florida Man. The previous Florida Men we have covered. Oh, Dave didn't want his lawyer. You tried it twice. Just stop, man. Just stop. Drop it again.
Nope.
Jesus Christ. You can find those episodes and all others on all podcasting platforms. Don't forget to use a government name to find us. Wait, what? A trio of nonsense. You can find us on X and on Instagram at Wait, What Pod Trio. YouTube, Wait What Podcast, and TikTok at The Wait What Podcast.
Thanks a lot, guys. Keep on trucking. 2 Up in 2024. 3